Hello.
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. You just gave me a call. I say just gave me a call, but it was about an hour and a half ago. I'm sorry, I was in a meeting.
Oh, that's no problem. I just wonder if you coming today, you want to wait till tomorrow, or whatever you want to do.
What do you mean?
I thought you were supposed to come today and look at the house.
Oh my goodness. I completely forgot. You're
Oh,
right.
that's no
You know
problem.
what? That is completely my fault. And I am truly sorry that I wasted your time.
Man,
I
you
can't
got me in
believe
problems.
this slipped my head.
I don't worry about it, no problem. I mean, people do forget stuff. I mean,
I'm so sorry, man. It was a Friday, and not that that excuses it, but that is probably where my head was at. That was for the weekend.
yeah, that's not a problem. You won't make it tomorrow or whatever
Well,
day's good for you?
you got a few minutes to talk?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that is totally my bad. I'm gonna kick myself in the head for the rest of the day over that one. Man. So just because I'm familiar with the property, Rodney, I get, brother, I got a decent amount of properties over in that area. So just tell me what you're really looking for. Maybe we can make something work because I know the area.
I mean, I'd like to get about 134 if I could.
Oh, you're talking about a price.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you talking about?
Well, I didn't expect. I was just wanting to see when where are you going on your next visit?
Gaston.
You already got your place?
No, sir. We've been
Okay.
looking at places. It's a campground.
Okay, so it's
It's
fairly
a
easy then. Fairly easy to get to then.
Yes, sir. It's a gated
Okay.
community. We got friends that live down there. We got trailers and stuff, like mobile homes and stuff. Live
Yeah.
there year round. And
Okay.
that's what we were. Something else, we're looking to move out. I mean, we're looking for it because I'm 71, my wife's 69, and I've got a little over a half acre lot here. It's 0.57 acres, a corner lot. It's a lot of work for me. I've
Yeah.
had three strokes, and my wife had hip problems and stuff. There's just too much house and too much yard work.
Right.
We both own Social Security. And we've been looking at places down there and stuff to buy, to live
Sure.
in. We're looking for like one or two bedroom place down there. And no, we got an HOA there and stuff, but that's what we're
Yeah.
looking to do, get rid of this. I mean, I know that's what I'm saying, about 130 or something, if it's worth it. I mean, I know you want to make, I know you got to make something off too. Yeah, I
Right.
mean, I figured no, but the carport, the pool, everything, the house probably be worth about 240, 250, I imagine.
Is it two full baths?
One and a half.
One and a half, yeah.
It's one and a half bath, three bedroom, a family room, living room, I guess called country kitchen, long kitchen down here, tied together, utility room. There's three bedrooms.
Okay.
It's got a long
So,
porch. Yeah,
yeah,
going.
no, I'm familiar with the outside of it. So tell me how soon. I mean, I don't think we're that. I think we could probably work something out. I think we're close. What about your time? Are you gonna need 60 days, 90 days? What are my working with here?
Nah,
maybe 60. Maybe we can turn down 30. I don't know. We got to sign up.
30 to 60 days.
So, okay. And based off that statement is, Ronnie, I'm be, you know, we've talked a few times, but, you know, just to speak very transparent, I know I don't want to be rushed, and I know to rush somebody is very irritating. So you say 30, 60 days. I really would like to say, let's just call it 90 days. And if you guys are, you know, you guys can move sooner, then we can do it sooner. But does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Because the last thing I want to do is rush somebody.
Yes, sir.
So, and I think that makes it, you know, workable for all parties. And when you, let's just talk about the logistics of it. So let's just say, you know, we get this done, you know, your process of moving, I mean, are you just literally going to, you know, do you need the money first? Are you going to need to rent back? I mean, fill in the blanks.
Yeah,
for me.
I mean, depends on how much place is that we plan on buying. Now,
okay.
If it's like 75, 80,000, yeah, I would buy, I mean, I'd probably go with 40 or 50,000 before then. But, no, I can't.
No, what are you talking
about? No, I can't
about?
Do that. And that's exactly in the house.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to sell the house first.
Okay. So you need the money first, so that way you can – so you probably need a rent back. Let's just say a rent back, because you need the money first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, I'd be willing to work with you on that. I mean, I've done that a few times, so I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
What is the rent back? Would you stay here and pay rent?
Yeah, meaning since you need the money, you know, up front, you know, you need the money from the sale of the house is what I'm hearing, because you own it outright.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's paid.
Yeah. So what it would entail is, you know, we would buy it, we would close on it with you and Deborah. We would buy it with you guys in it. You guys would rent it back from us for however long you needed, whether it be 1 month, you know, however long you need. Until you make that move.
Okay.
Okay. Does
yes,
that
sir.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so you need the money first. You're going to need a rent back.
I don't know about the rent back.
She says she ain't sure about the rent back.
I'm not sure.
So we might be able to get out before then.
Well, what I'm saying is you guys need the money. But regardless, you need the money before you do anything, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I might be able to work it in so that I can give you, if we can agree on price, and I don't think we're too far off. I mean, if we can agree on that, I think we could possibly just do a week of, you know, you get the money, you get a month, or however long you need. We're willing to work.
Yes, sir.
And you're, you know, you're looking to do this sooner than later?
I mean, sooner we can find a place. Now, see, I
right.
In my mind, I have equity in the house. I was going to use that bad place, but I can't do that. I just don't know that.
No,
got to be tied up to D or whatever on the house.
Sure.
See, that's what I was thinking about doing.
Yeah, no,
I just thought
that.
About that.
No.
I can't do that.
Right. So, yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
And my daughter and stuff, her husband got a trailer down there. They just bought they haven't moved in yet.
Sure.
We could talk about moving there, sell the house and move into their place. So, because we got people looking for down there.
Mm-hmm. I get it. You already know where you want to go. You got it. You got a good plan. I know this house. So let's just say closing 90 days sooner or a reasonable time after. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, I can get you pretty close. I mean, is this something that you would want to do today if I, you know, really put...
No, sir, I mean, no. Well, I say she has to think about it.
Okay.
I was telling her, no, that it's going to be too much work for me and stuff. And cutting into the grass, all that and stuff, too. And I told her, no, I want to sell it to get out of here. And I said, no.
That's what I'm asking is if not move today, but, you know, is this something if, you know, because if we've kind of worked out the logistics together, is this something that you, you know, want to stick to and, you know, allow us to assist you in with the process?
Yeah. I mean, but hopefully we'll be able to get out of here in 60 days.
Okay.
And stuff. Well, that's my goal, anyway. My wife knows. She knows our kids grew up in this house and stuff, all that. And she kind of sentimental about the house and stuff. Well, I'm just telling her, it's too much house. And I told her, no, we just sell it, get out of it. Yeah. Then she said, how much do you think you give them? I said, well, I'm trying on doing it. Instead of going through a realtor, all of that stuff, I said, these people are going to buy houses, and they got to make a profit, too.
Sure.
You know, and you can't even go buy a house and not make nothing on it. So,
sure.
I mean, I understand my brother-in-law deals with realtors and stuff. And
sure. Yeah, so you know, okay.
And stuff, so, I mean.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, everything sounds good.
So everything sounds pretty good, so.
That's what we're talking about. Doing. She owns, my wife told me she owns the rent back thing.
Sure.
When you rent back, what does that mean?
Okay, what they do, it's like you buy the house.
Right.
They buy the house. Everything, and we rent the house from them till we get our place. That's what you're talking about, right?
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just gives you guys a flexible option, so you don't feel rushed, and you know that way it allows you to get the money for the next place that you want to go.
We'll think about that rent option.
Okay, she said she's gonna think about that part.
That's not something that you have to do, or that's not even something that we have to decide today.
Yeah, you say 90 days. Though.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Rodney. I have a partner, you know, and I know that, you know, for our brand and, you know, what we put into the house, you know, it's not just your builder grade cabinets. You know, it's custom material. I mean, I could probably get you around 115 for this property. And that's as is, you know, all closing cost type of deal. So that's a net number to you.
No, 115. Okay.
We gotta think on that one.
Yeah, Gwen.
What is your thinking on that?
She can't figure it. She said she gotta think about that. She said that's my own.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you a call.
So, let me ask you this. Hang on one second.
Did you do 120?
Is Deborah going to be all right with that? If I were able to do that? I'm stretched pretty thin here. You know, I'm not, you know, looking to spin the wheel and go back and forth. You know, I like to stick to my word and, you know, do it.
I know it. I understand all that.
You have to give
me
an answer like
a second. Do I have to give you an answer?
Let me. I mean, obviously the answer is no. I'm just trying to account.
Yeah, I know.
We buy a lot of property, so I can't always promise that I can do, you know, X, Y, and Z. I tell you what.
Let me call back in about 10 minutes. Would that be okay? Or you won't know the name?
You want me to give you a call back? Or how about this? Let me just put you on hold. Because I need to talk to my partner. And I'll just put you on hold, and I'll meet back in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you back?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. I'm here. Did you guys discuss details? What are we thinking?
Is it possible to 120? About 117.5. Try and make her happy.
117.5, and that's what you guys are with 90-day close. As is, the way it is, are you leaving any appliances, or what do you plan on?
The washer and dryer.
Okay.
And then we're taking the refrigerator. Washer, dryer, refrigerator. And she was just talking about stoves. We just got the stove about 3 months ago.
So you're taking that?
We might, because I know if we put a used one in here and take the new one, or the one you're going to have to replace the stove, so yeah, that was
okay. Okay. All right.
But, like I said, the carport, the pool, all that stain.
Okay.
But the plant is going to be the perforator, and the washer, dryer, and stove. The dishwasher stays.
Okay. So I'll tell you this is, you know, I want the property, you know, I have other properties around it. I have a partner, you know, he's probably going to, you know, chew me out, you know, because it is more than what I can pay. But, you know, that's just something that I'll deal with. So if I go 117.5. There's no other reason why you don't want to get this done today? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Get the paper. Boom, you still give it a...
We're just going to approve the paperwork.
Approve the paperwork, but you still got your 90 days to get out.
Correct.
It's not the rent thing. Right.
Just as is.
After 90 days, you're going to have to pay rent. Which I plan on being here, hopefully.
So.
Oh, gosh. It's
so hard.
Okay.
All right.
I just don't like being pressured.
You're not being pressured.
Yes, I am.
I feel the same way.
I know. So, I mean, what all is involved in the paperwork? What do you talk about?
She said, what's all involved in the paperwork?
It's just a one-page document. It says that we'll buy it in as is, close in 30 days. I mean, if anything is more than a page, I would be, in my opinion, I would be turned off. But it's just we're buying it as is, close, you know, October. the 15th, sooner or later if you need it. You know, that's dependent on you guys.
Yes, sir.
And it just says that, you know, you guys are going to give us a clear title.
Okay, on that, we have to pick up the deed from the courthouse?
No, so my closing attorney, his name is Curtis Gordon, and he's off of Parham and Brook Road, and he takes care of all the documentation legality.
Oh, okay. So we really don't have to do nothing.
You don't have to do anything, correct?
Okay, that's it.
So if you're good with it, you know, I'll send it over, and we can go forward. I tell you, I have a partner. You know, we only have a certain amount of funds, so I can't promise. I can't promise, you know, anything. There's no guarantees in life. You know that. But I'm good for it right now.
Yes, sir. Okie dokie. And I said we go for it.
Are we good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you pull up your email and also a text message? Let's see.
Pull up my email.
Yep. So you pull up your email and I shot you. What's Deborah's email?
It's Allison.
Uh huh.
Deborah.
D-E.
Allison D E.
73.
Allison
D-E.
73.
AllisonDE73@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead and check both of you guys' email. You should have it.
We check both of them. Okay. I go to my email. But he's on the phone. I'll show
you. You said you bought property in this area?
Yes, ma'am. Are you familiar with Grace Baptist Church?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. If you know where Brothers Pizza is, do you know where mm-hmm. that is?
Yes.
It's off Cox and Ferndale. But yeah, so mm-hmm. yeah, I'm really familiar with that area.
But I mean, you've bought property in here?
In Petersburg, yes.
Yeah. But I'm talking about where I live, the area I live in.
Oh, you talking about the little neighborhood?
Yes.
Yeah. I've had some property off of what's that road near you guys? It's off River Road. It's a side road. I want to say it's River Run Drive.
Yeah, that neighborhood over in there.
Yeah. If you're familiar with it.
Yeah, oh, I'm very familiar with this.
Okay.
Video. We've been here all our life. That's why it's kind of harsh. I mean, we want to die and everything. It's hard for us, but, you know, I raised my kids and grandkids and all that here in this house. It's kind of sentimental. Who am I looking for? His Gmail.
Should be DocuSign.
Okay, I got it pulled up on his. Thank you. DocuSign to renew and stop. Complete the DocuSign edition. Screen that. Okay. Who's home? All right, I pulled it up. Now, what do we do?
It should give you a box to check so that you can just say that you. Does it show you the document?
Review document. Okay.
There you go. And then at the bottom, I'll just run you through it real quick. It should say, you know, it's got the price. It's got you guys' name. Do you see that?
All right, hold on. Our phone is slow. All right, please view and act on these documents. Okay, they're coming up. Goodness gracious.
Take your time. It's not a problem.
Actually, it's not coming up for me.
Is it just showing blank?
Yes.
Okay, do you mind giving me a second?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I apologize. Technology, they say it's the future, but sometimes I want to go back in time.
Oh, I know. I forgot the continue button.
It's up now?
Yeah. I have a computer savvy.
You can see your name on it?
I'm crazy about doing this over the internet. I mean, everything looks good. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're good.
Is the only way to do it?
You should be able to go scroll down to the bottom.
Oh, no. I'm just saying. I feel uncomfortable doing this over the internet.
Oh.
We've never even met you, and yet we're making an agreement on our home to sell. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can Rodney hear me too?
Yeah, he can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So would I, if you guys were available after we approved the paperwork, I was actually going to see if you guys were available for me to come out and just do a walk through the place just to make sure everything's fine.
Can
yes,
we
sir.
Do it before the paperwork?
Well, I'll be honest. I know I want the property, and I don't want to waste my time if we're not going to go forward.
Right.
You know, if you want to do it, I put it on paper, you know. And if you want to do it, then we can approve it, and I'll come out there and meet you today and shake your hand.
Let me read you something. Where'd it go?
What?
I said, where'd it go? Your phone's acting crazy.
Would you guys be available today, or?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
I'm reading, sir.
Oh, you're good. Take your time.
What's this access to your property? Once you get it, this is after everything is done. It says access to the property. I'm sorry, but I'm reading slow.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead. Explain that.
Yes. So that typically, I'm sorry, I can't think of the word. That typically is for vacant properties, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you guys already said you guys, you know, can show me today. So it's not, you know, it doesn't really apply. Are the neighbors, are they friendly?
Yes. We've got very good neighbors around us.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, the ones that right here with us.
That's the only one we know.
Yeah. We passed the house on the other side of me, on the right of us, the other corner house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know anybody down there, but in our little circle right here, they're very nice neighbors.
Would you be willing to introduce me?
What, to your neighbors?
To your neighbor? Yeah, just so I can know somebody.
He said, "Would we be willing to introduce him?"
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
I don't.
Very good neighbors. That's all I can say for them. They look out for us. We look out for them.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Why in the world is that end of it so muddled up together? That's weird.
Are you on the computer or your mobile device?
I'm on my mobile device.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why.
I don't have a computer.
I wish I didn't have one. Thank you.
I've just never seen this done before because we sold our mom's house as is, and we didn't do it quite like this.
Well, I guess everything, you know, is always different in some way, but we, you know, I buy a good amount of properties. So
I mean, you understand where I'm coming from. I mean,
oh yeah, no, I completely understand.
I mean, I found my house away.
Well, you guys have your next place where you want to go, and you know that's key.
That's what?
That's key. I mean, you know,
yeah.
A lot of times people don't even, you know, they want to, you know, do one thing and don't even know what they're going to do the next. You guys have a plan, and
yeah.
You know, it's just an easy. I wouldn't say easy, but it's a simple, manageable, and doable plan. So,
yeah. Because we're already put places down there.
Honey, no, he's talking about this, you, not what we've done. He's talking about this.
No, he's talking about our plan.
Oh, yeah, no. But
I'm not standing your house.
But I'm just saying, I know, but I'm just saying. So, in other words, we're saying we're going to let you have our house for this amount, right?
We're paying you, obviously.
Uh-huh. Right. And all this will, I'm just trying to get a perspective on this one. All this is going to happen by 10/15/24.
And we can make that sooner if you want it, or we can extend it out if you need to.
Okay, so let's just say we found what one?
Well, you got two places you're looking at.
I know, honey.
So,
hold on a minute.
You can put that off.
Okay, hold on. Sweetie, hold on. Okay, so, lose that chain of thought, honey. Hold on a second.
Sure.
All right. So you're saying if we find a place that we want to get, that we can close sooner, and then we will get our money to be able to buy what we have. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Is what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you gotta have one.
I just want to make sure if we can get into the other place sooner than 90 days.
Yeah, you can get in. Let's say if you want to get in 30 days, you can get in.
Let's see. If I is not satisfied with the 2, 4, 5. Oh, you want to read this?
You read it.
Okay, the 7 shall make the property accessible. Oh, I'm still here. I'm just looking.
Oh, you're okay. Do you have any other questions?
Let's see. Okay. Oh, shoot. It's expiring. Taking too long.
Oh, just if you want to click refresh, it should be fine. Or continue working.
Where is refresh on this thing?
Oh, you have an iPhone?
No. It's Android.
Okay. If you just go back and then click back button and then go back into it, it should allow you to approve it.
Yeah, going back. So you're saying with this now, only thing we have to do is just sell our house. We don't have to worry about anything else?
You don't have to worry about anything else. And as I mentioned, I'll mention it again, is I'm going to have a dumpster there when we close. Well, after we close, whenever you guys get out. So what you don't want, you know, you don't have to, you know, make it a priority to get rid of it. You know, some people do, but I'm just telling you, out of energy, time, and money, you mean I can save you all that because I'm going to have a dumpster there anyway.
Okay.
So you do what you want to do. Some people, you know, they insist on, you know, taking out their own trash, but it's just part of the game that, you know, that I run into a lot. So I don't want to force it, but you're more than welcome to do that. Okay. I mean, I would don't leave, you know, rotten food.
Oh, God. Love a hammer.
Yeah, I mean, if you do, you know, it is what it is, but I just, you know, it's part, I have to do it anyway, so.
Okay, so. But this is just showing, see, I don't want to sign this over and saying my house has been sold and I ain't got the money or nothing for it. Does that make sense to you? I don't trust this world nowadays. It's just so crazy.
I've got a lot of anxiety here. The only way to convey a property or to sell a property is, this is just the first step. You have to have the actual deed to actual sign over anything to anyone.
You have paperwork.
Yeah, and the attorney.
Okay, so what is this? This is just agreement between the buyer and the buyer.
Yeah, this is just saying that we're going to pay the price that we agreed on, and we'll buy it in as-is condition and close in 90 days sooner or after. We're basically going to just keep that open. I'll just ask you guys to, you know, keep the communication, you know, check in weekly, I would say, so that way we know, like, where you're at with things, you know, do you need more time, you know, just whatever you need. We, you know, just keep us updated.
So you're talking about when we're ready to come out of the house?
Yeah.
You're talking about?
Right.
Okay. So we're not really binding the contract until the deed and the lawyer and all that stuff is done.
When you do the closing.
Yeah. You got to go to the closing. You got to actually go to the closing table and then sign over the deed. But,
This man that we're selling the house for, this is
a contract. So you sell the house to the company for that amount, $17,500, and that's it.
Okay, but my house is not really sold yet.
Not yet.
No.
I don't mean to sound stupid or nothing, but you know, I'm just a very cautious person. I'm very, very cautious.
I would be a little bit concerned.
Oh, okay. I'm very cautious. So it's not really final until the deed and everything. But this house is not really...
No, it's not going to be. It's not going to be anyone's until you get the money first.
Uh huh.
My attorney will reach out to you as well, and you're going to meet me too once you approve the paperwork, whether it's today or tomorrow, because I'm going to come out and just do a quick walkthrough.
Okay.
And this paper is just guaranteed price.
Oh, that's
and
all this is?
Yeah. That guaranteed
it's not
price.
My house is gone.
You cannot back out of the sale.
Is that what that means, too?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
What's that?
Oh.
Yeah, this just guarantees the price, and that, you know, we'll close it within 90 days.
No.
There's no change in your mind, right? Once you sign this thing.
Tell me.
Like I told you, and I'll say it again, I know that area and, you know, little subdivision. I don't know the subdivision that, you know, that well, but I know that area very well. So,
mm-hmm.
And if you notice on the disclosure, you know, we're licensed.
Yes, it says, buyer's disclosure. The buyer's representative is a licensed realtor in the state of Virginia. Buyers enter into the purchase agreement as an investment with the intent to make a profit. Purchase sales agreement. How long have y'all been in business?
About 10 years. About 10 years.
Okay. You ready to read this song?
Yeah. I know you are.
All right. Okay, well, we signed. Where'd it go? Oh, right here. So I think the office sound, I believe the signature initials now you have to turn this.
Question for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We got Rodney Allison. Does the matter thing
you were contact?
No, that's not.
Whoops, he's breaking up. You're breaking up.
That's not an issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's not an issue.
It don't look like clear. I got that some right there.
Did you read the other stuff, Rodney? Okay, all right.
What now?
You saw all this, right? That's right, right? You looked it all.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't believe you're doing this on the phone.
Huh?
No, I'm saying you can't believe we're doing all this on the phone.
Is everything all right? Is there an issue with the?
No, she's looking on her phone.
Okay.
She got to sign it too, right?
Yeah. Did you already sign? Quick. Did you sign it, Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because I didn't get it. Did you click finish?
It's a yellow thing.
Let's see, Ron.
Okay. It showed my signature and everything.
It does. Oh,
Hold on. And then click correct or continue or finish at the top right or bottom.
It says next.
Yep, click next.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Terms and conditions.
Let's turn up here.
It says finish. Hold
the
on.
Yellow.
It says finish.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Click finish.
I am guided. That's true.
Okay, I did get Rodney's.
Yeah, you gotta get yours.
I got found you?
Yeah.
I don't see anything in my Gmail. Let me look again.
Okay. You should also be able to pull it up on the 896 number. You can sign it from, if you look, check your text messages, Rodney.
Yes, sir.
Am I on speaker?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Deborah, if you know, you can pull up his text messages. It should be a link that got sent to us, text that you can do it that way as well. It might be easier.
Yeah.
And it should be from DocuSign. Do you see the notification, or do you want me to send it again?
Let's see. Messages from DocuSign. It says, do you agree to receive future messages from DocuSign? This number. What do I put?
So say that one more time.
Oh, it's asking, do you agree to receive future SMS messages from DocuSign at this number?
Yeah.
And then you can just reply yes.
This envelope was also sent by email. Okay, continue. This one don't have the thing filled out, though. Oh, I see what you're saying. It linked it down here under him, right? But this one is blank. Hello? Are you not there?
Can you hear me?
No.
All right,
this is what I've done pulled up. It's not filled in.
All right, give me a second. Hang on.
Because I don't feel like.
Hang on. This.
I mean, it's linked under Rodney's name.
Let me resend it.
Why don't you? Yeah, it didn't come up on my email.
Okay, hang on.
Email again.
and your email is Allison, D-E, as in Deborah, Dwayne, Edward, and then 73?
Yes.
And what's your cell phone number? I'll send it to your cell phone number, too, if you want.
Okay. 804.
Uh-huh.
896. 6128.
Okay. All right. So... All right. Check. You should have gotten it now. I just sent it. I don't know what happened with the other one.
Something just came through. Oh, there it is.
Is that one good? Did you?
I think so. It looks like it's loading up.
It's the same thing that's on that.
You have to work along the line.
Right there. Well, that's not
what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. That one still don't have it on there. Hold on. Pull yours back up.
What?
Pull yours back up. Pull yours back up.
Is there an issue?
Yeah, I can't seem to.
What's that?
All right.
You're trying to.
I do have one question. How come our name's not on the line? Does that matter? I mean.
Yes, right. My name is
Your name, you guys' name, it should be Rodney at the top, and then you're right under him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a template.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guarantee you both buy it this.
Yeah, but I'm not hitting it on that one because it doesn't show the stuff on it.
You're right there.
Honey, I know, but I'm going to do it over here. If you go back, none of that is still down on there.
Oh, that's the same thing.
What time tomorrow would I be able to make it over there and meet you guys?
You can't make it today.
Well, I probably would have been able to, but since it's close to two, it kind of makes it tight because I have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Today work better for you guys?
Well, I would feel better if I met you today. It's possible. I mean, even if it's later this evening, it doesn't have to be.
Okay. If you'd approve the paperwork, which you've already done it, Ronnie, just get that, then I'll ask and see if I can change the schedule. Because right now I'm already missing a meeting as we speak. But it's okay.
Right. But no, tomorrow be fine. She's just going to have to be a tough girl. Tomorrow about 12 be good for you?
Let me see.
What time's good for you?
I would say probably around 3, honestly.
Probably 3 be fine.
Okay, good.
What I'm saying is on this one that I have to sign, it doesn't have the stuff on it. It doesn't have the closing dates or none of that on here.
Same thing I got. What you got there?
Yeah, I think you're maybe having some, or not you, but maybe it's populating incorrectly. Are you not seeing something?
I'm not seeing the dates and all that stuff.
Give me a second here. Yeah, I think it's just on your end because I have his signature here, the date, the email, rodneysr53@gmail.com.
Okay.
Train is closing. 10:15:24.
It's not on the line.
It's because you're on the mobile phone is why.
See? Okay, so it's all on there because I'm not seeing it. I just want to make sure everything is right by me.
Hey, Deborah, I'll tell you this. I don't want to work with anyone who doesn't work with me. And the last thing that I'm going to do is put time and energy into that. So me and Rodney, we've been talking back and forth for about a month now. And I know the location. Everything's good on my end. I want it to go smooth, and I want this to be as painless as possible for you.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's right.
This isn't even the final document. The final document, when we come to close, that's the one you can, you know. This is really just, it's a piece of paper. The next document is the deed, and that's the real deal.
All right, I find it. That's a crazy looking signature.
That is not my thing. No, my don't leave
you gotta,
it like.
Put, you got to quick finish.
I'm on your phone. Oh, I'm doing this off at Kiss phone. No, you sent me. Okay, what I did.
You got to click continue or finish. Remember, adopt and sign, finish.
Yeah. All right, well, I've signed out on his. I didn't even use the one you sent me.
So click finish.
Next. Finish. Oh, Lord. I think I did it.
Okay.
Right, this is being sent to us, right? Copy of this and be sent.
Yes. I just got it back. And I will send you a copy. I kid you not, I had a meeting today at 1, and I'm missing the whole thing, which is not a problem. Customer, client, always first. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it back to you, but I do have to – I don't want to miss this meeting. But
okay.
In order to get it back to you, I have to go into the meeting. So – can I give you a call back in like less than half an hour?
No problem.
Okay. What I'll do is, and I'm sorry about it. It's just,
hey, man, don't worry.
Okay. I'll get it back to you guys soon.
Wait.
Oh, buddy.
My partner's just in the meeting, and I can't interrupt him. That's all.
Right. That's no problem.
Okay. So.
Okay.
I'll give you a call. Let me give you a call at 2:15.
No problem.
Okay. Are you all right, Deborah?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Are you? Don't lie.
Huh?
Don't lie to me now. I want to make sure you feel okay about this. If you're not okay, then I'm not okay.
I'll be okay. I just got emotions going on right now. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, I'm going to call you back at 2:15, but I'll give you guys both a hug when I see you. I'm Ugger. If you're not, no problem, but I'll call you back. Just give me about half an hour.
That's right. When you get a chance, call us.
I'll call you right back.
Hey, buddy.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you too, buddy.
All right.